Today's date is April 10th, 2014. I am interviewing Lynn Wild. He is the Senior Services Librarian for Johnson County Library. My name is Michelle Holden, and I also work for the Johnson County Library. Lynn was born September 28th, 1951, and we'll be talking about historical events, neighborhood life, and general memories. Lynn, the first question I want to ask you is, what was it that first inspired you to become a Senior Services Librarian?
I was inspired by my family background. I grew up in a farming community in eastern Nebraska, and I was the only child from my father's second marriage. He was born in 1905, the youngest of a farm family of 10 children. My mother was born in 1915, the youngest of a farm family of 5 children. And my dad was a farmer and a natural storyteller. I heard many stories about threshing machines, the first automobiles to come to their community, surviving the Great Depression, and going to the Chicago World's Fair in 1934 on limited funds. I grew up around many aunts, uncles, and cousins who were older adults with fascinating stories to tell. I have a deep respect for the older generation. There is a deep appreciation in knowing that I can make a difference in the lives of older adults who have contributed so much to society as they deal with losses in today's world.
Oh, well, thank you, Lynn. That's a wonderful story. Do you remember anything in particular about when you were actually born? What was happening maybe that decade or so in your community or in your family or even for yourself?
Well, in the early 1950s, there was a real sense of community. And it was a faith-based community. We went to a country Baptist church. Most of the people in that community went there.
How big was the congregation?
Oh, probably around 100 people or so. And I went to a country school where there were probably 20 children at that time. In the early 50s, the farm families had more children.
Hmm. Do you remember any particular topics that you studied that may not be taught today?
Well, penmanship for one, and we actually had spelling bees. It was interesting having one teacher teaching 8 grades.
Mm-hmm.
And so you would have to have homework while the other classes would go up front. Mm-hmm. And they would have their lessons, whether it would be English or history or mathematics. And usually on Fridays, they would have an opportunity to do some singing.
Oh,
and we
nice.
Had these old yellow songbooks called Golden Books. And back then, there were all kinds of patriotic songs and even songs like Old Black Joe that weren't considered politically incorrect back then.
Oh, very interesting. Did you go out to recess? I wondered if my mother also went to a one-room schoolhouse, and she grew up on a farm, and I never hear her talk about any kind of recess. It was just indoors and then you went home. I didn't know. Did your school have any?
Yeah, we did have recesses, and you know, I'm trying to think if they were 15-20 minutes in time period. We had a swing set with a long slide.
Mm-hmm.
And you would use the wax paper from your sandwich would be wrapped in wax paper. Mm-hmm. And so you would take that and put it, if you were wearing jeans, put the wax paper down and slide down the slide real fast. And if we had one of those merry-go-rounds, and somebody, the kids would get on, and then somebody else would push it and make it, or, you know, go real fast. And there were quite a few games, community-type games, whether it was pom-pom pull away, or during the winter, fox and goose, where you actually made trails through the snow.
What is pom-pom pull away?
Well, it's something about having to go through people with, you know, arms.
Oh. By the time I was a child, it might have been called Red Rover.
Yeah, I think that was another name for it. And growing up in a country school, you also had Christmas programs where all the kids would have some part to play. If you were younger children, mm-hmm. you would, and you took music lessons, you might have to play Silent Night. Or one year, when we were probably in third grade, there was a group of three of us who imitated the Chipmunks. There was a song, Christmas, Christmas Time is Here, and we lip-synced that. And then there was usually a Christmas play that the older kids would have to memorize their parts. And there was a stage put up with 2x4s and a curtain. And maybe the school board president would be Santa Claus and bring sacks of candy and fruit and stuff.
Oh, wow.
So that was kind of, there was a real sense of community back then. And at Halloween, we'd have a spook house in the basement, and the older kids got to help with putting up all the planks and stuff. And they had to kind of walk you around blindfolded. There'd be a witch's kitchen, and you'd have to touch liver, and grapes were like cat's eyeballs and stuff like that.
It sounds great. For the holiday coming up, Easter, like now you see lots of rabbits and eggs and colors associated with Easter. Was it celebrated similarly or differently? Have you noticed any kind of change in the way we celebrate Easter?
Well, even as a high school student, I remember getting Good Friday off, and people mm-hmm. were encouraged to go to faith-based services. Mm-hmm. But usually there might be an Easter egg hunt. Even when I was a kid, I remember one year we actually had the Easter egg hunt in the grove behind our house, and all the kids from our church came out and okay. hunted for Easter eggs, and then we had a wiener roast. But things were a lot less commercial. Mm-hmm. But kids always wore their Sunday best for Easter. Mm-hmm. You know, it was always a time to maybe get a new outfit.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Lynn. I think this concludes our interview today, April 10th, 2014. Thank you again.